Welcome to our lecture now. It is good, I think, that Mark read to you my words on the naysayers, as we call them. And now to the answering of our good friends' questions. Now, explicate, this fellow suggests, the, in quotes, lag time process in manifestation. First, let me say that I am asking Mark to read modern theories of reality creation, physics, so that we can create more expansive, relevant metaphors for these discussions and for the material that we will print in books. Now, in these discussions, I ask Mark to refrain from using words that would frame the human consciousness in terms of processes, mechanical frames of reference, etc. Now, explicate, Mark likes to use the word unpack. Let us unpack my theory of manifestation briefly. Now, you are a soul with a physical body. You exist within third-dimensional reality. You chose the body that you are now experiencing this life of yours in, currently, in this time frame, as we call it. You are here to learn lessons with a capital L. Lessons for your soul self, your entity, and for all that is. You create your own reality. Literally. Now, there have been some questions regarding this, inquiring whether Seth is a solipsist. You create your reality, however you wish to describe it. You may quote me. You create your own reality, literally. Now, we must use metaphors so that you may understand. It is a big idea. You create your own reality. Now, not only do you create your current reality, but you live many, many lives simultaneously. We call these existences of yours the reincarnational lives, the simultaneous selves. You create many, 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 many lives within the moment. This current moment point. This current moment. Within this spacious moment, you are creating this and all of your many lives. Now you do this with your thoughts. Your thoughts. Here again, we are having difficulty with Mark and his mechanical descriptions. For want of a better word, your thoughts empower consciousness units, essentially units of awareized energy, to assemble according to the information within templates of creation. Into your various reality constructs, which include the air in front of you, the soil beneath your feet, your various objects of mass consumption. Now this is a collaboration between you, your soul self, and all that is. Now all that is also is the energy with which other life forms, other forms that you may call inanimate, rocks, for instance, to create themselves. Everything is conscious. Particulate matter beneath your feet. Each atom, each consciousness unit that composes that particulate matter is conscious. Now all consciousness units and what you might call atoms are conscious, sentient, self-aware. And they are all connected in what we were calling in our last book, the telepathic network. So that this collaboration, this co-creation of your existence that you are engaged in with the all creative energy of all that is also a collaboration within this telepathic network between your mostly unconscious mind and the consciousnesses of everything in your reality, so that you are engaged in a telepathic rapport with the tree in front of you, so that you are engaged in a telepathic rapport of creation with the computer screen in front of you. Now this, as I said, creation of reality occurs all at once. But you, dear listener, are engaged in a life within the third dimension where core beliefs of linear time force you to experience your self-created realities one moment after another. Now, this is an illusion. If you were, as I have suggested at various points throughout my teaching, to experience your multidimensional life for just 1 second, You would, as Mark has suggested to me, blow your mind. Your circuits would be overloaded, to use another metaphor. You could not contain. The imagery, the emotion, the ideas, the energy within your physical form. And so, in a sense, this consciousness of yours is a governor that modulates your sensory experience. Now, the implications of this are that you experience a lag time in your creative process. For if you were to experience, as I just said, for instance, as I said in my last book, a loaf of bread cooking in one of your ovens in less than 1 or 2 seconds, you would be amazed, would you not? And so the lag time is for your own protection, in a sense. Now, with humanity on the cusp of the fourth dimensional shift, this lag time in manifestation is shortening. You may have noticed this in your own reality creation agendas, in your own existence. This is because many of you are receiving divine knowledge as you sleep, so that you may best use these new powers of yours that we are describing in our new books. And so that you will be able to remain in fourth dimensional awareness without becoming blown away, without having your mind blown, as Mark so eloquently puts it. For in fourth dimensional awareness, you will not experience any lag time in your manifestation. Mark is searching for the word activities. And so if one were to, one meaning you, the listener, if you were to have a thought, have a murderous thought, there is the possibility that the object of your murderous desires would expire. Instant manifestation. And so we must, again, as we've been discussing in the new books, achieve a level of understanding, loving understanding, and courage that will allow the ethical use of these new powers. Now we have, Marcus mentioning that we have just a few minutes left in our lecture today. And so I would like to postpone the answering of David's second question until next week. Indeed. We could spend many, many minutes on just one of these excellent questions. You know. Now, Seth would like to go on one of his mini lectures. Mark allows me to stand on my soapbox for just several minutes. Now, this mini lecture concerns an opportunity for a consensus manifestation of positive realities in the political domain. From my perspective, I see a growing energy form. In the question and answer section on our website, I have commented on this wave of energy, calling it a turnaround. This is indeed a good description. Many of you in the West are waking up. You're realizing that you have turned over your reality creation powers to those in authority now. Those in authority include parents, teachers, politicians, even movie stars, as we have discussed. So many of you are awakening to realize this mistake. Many of you are looking for ways to take back your power, to empower yourselves, particularly within the political arena. Now, in the past, I have shunned public discussions of politics. Now I find that I must enter that arena for the good of humanity, for the continued survival of humanity, and for your Mother Earth. I would suggest you read my question and answers on our website. I would suggest you look for messages within your own mental environment from beings of light, from your higher selves, from your spirit guides, that seek to guide you in the creation of more productive, more life-affirming, more freedom-affirming reality constructs within your time frame. Now, the fourth dimensional shift that has been prophesied in your various spiritual traditions is at hand. In many of these traditions, they speak of ...2012 as the time of the change. However, I would suggest that this dimensional shift is upon you as we speak, and that it will culminate within the next 2 years. So it is incumbent upon you those we're referring to as members of the Seth entity, the Seth entity, human counterpart, to embody the role of advocate for humanity and your Mother Earth, and act intentionally toward the creation of corrective reality constructs through the elective process, through magical processes, within your own personal reality fields, and because you are connected to everything else in the universe by virtue of your own loving thoughts, the consensus world reality. Good afternoon.